Okay, now this is bonkers, because billions of bugs are going to emerge out of the ground on April the 8th.
Well, get ready, Chicago.
We're not talking about the eclipse. Two broods of cicadas.
Cicadas. We're set to see billions, possibly even more cicadas this spring.
What makes this rather unusual is that the both broods are emerging during the same year.
We used to call them locusts.
It has just been revealed that during America's much-anticipated eclipse, something else incredible is about to happen. Billions and billions of cicadas are going to burst out of the Earth after being dormant for over 13 years. But listen to me, this event has not happened for over 200 years. But there is another event that has got the entire internet talking, and it's also going to happen on the 8th of April. But personally, I'm not so sure what I make of it. There are three big theories surrounding the solar eclipse, which will go across 13 states, and it will last for 4.5 minutes. And all of this will happen in a matter of days on April the 8th. Now, as usual, as I share these theories, just know that I am not endorsing them in any way just yet. I'm just sharing the information. And a bit later on, if you are willing to listen to a little British guy like me, if you're willing to listen to my unpopular theory on all of this, well, please stick around. Okay, firstly, the Goliath theory. Never before in US history have Americans ever seen two eclipses cross over. So we had the eclipse that happened in 2017, but this eclipse in 2024 will cross over and meet in one town. And again, there are various debates on who this special town is. But according to our Goliath theorists, they claim the town is Makanda. And next to Makanda is Giant City State Park. So again, just to reiterate, this is their theory and not mine. But they are claiming that this entire eclipse is a cover-up so that the powers that be can remove certain Goliath-like beings which have apparently had many sightings in the Giant City State Park. And they say what backs up their theory even more is all the way back in February, mainstream weather stations predicted heavy cloud cover on April the 8th. Which is obviously a very interesting prediction, because it's not often you hear the weatherman making predictions 2 months in advance. Oh, and by the way, just like I said in my Book of Enoch video, it is my plan very soon to cover this topic of these Goliath-like beings. So if that's a video you don't want to miss, make sure you do subscribe, because it'll be coming your way very shortly. But for now, over to you. Do you think their theory is correct that all of this eclipse is just one big cover-up? Well, I'm not so sure, so let's hear our second theory. A number of years ago, a woman called Anna Maria Tagi predicted that there would be 3 days of total darkness in the future. Just like what happened previously in the land of Egypt. Like the Bible, it says this. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, and there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. However, Anna took it further. She said that there will be no light on the earth whatsoever apart from the light from candles. And she even said that all the unbelievers will be finished during this time of darkness. I'm not going to lie to you guys, the only reason I'm mentioning this right now is because it's actually trending on the internet. But personally, I don't think that this prediction is worth entertaining whatsoever. Why? Because the Bible speaks nowhere of there being 3 days of darkness, and as this darkness falls, suddenly all the unbelievers will be finished. No, the Bible says that the unbelievers, they will perish, they will be judged, but only when Jesus Christ returns, not because of a solar eclipse. We are running out of options fast, so that only leaves us with our final theory, the Jonah theory. Now, guys, again, I'm going to be super honest with you. There are a lot of Christians that have mixed opinions on this particular theory. Jesus Christ said, "No one will know the day, no one will know the hour, not even the angels in heaven will know when the Son of Man will return." So, I want to just reiterate this point very emphatically one more time. As as I give you this information, that doesn't mean I'm agreeing with it. I'm just keeping you in the loop. And a little bit later on, I, as a little British Christian, am going to give you my thoughts on this. The Jonah theory draws from another theory by the biblical scholar and archaeologist Donald Wiseman. He spent much of his life studying ancient Assyria. And what we do know is that during the reign of the Assyrian king Jeroboam, he reigned between the years 786 and 746 BC, not BCE. During this time, there was a very notable eclipse called the Bursagael. Now, because we know from 2 Kings 14 verse 25 that Jonah prophesied during Jeroboam's reign, Donald Whiteman has speculated that this eclipse could have happened when Jonah arrived in Nineveh. You probably know where we're going with this right now, because Jesus Christ had a rebuke for all those people who were desperately seeking a sign from God. He said, "No sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." In my opinion, there is a big issue with us saying that a solar eclipse is the sign of the prophet Jonah. But right now, let's just stay with this theory. Some Christians are stating that the solar eclipse on April the 8th could be the catalyst to many end times events, whilst others are even saying that it could even be the ushering in of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I really do want us to just hold our horses for a minute and remember one thing. Jesus Christ really did warn us against date setting. And I believe there are very few things which ruin our testimony as Christians on earth than when people set dates and get them totally wrong. The Bible says, "Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Why then do so many Christians believe that the solar eclipse on April the 8th in America could be a sign of the end? Well, for them, they believe there are far too many coincidences. For example, along the eclipse's path through America, it directly glides through two cities called Nineveh. And the other six cities that are also named Nineveh in the USA are exceptionally close to where the eclipse can be seen from. They also argue that because the solar eclipse crosses over the previous eclipse that happened in 2017 and then creates a proverbial X across the USA, that could also point to the Hebrew symbol Tor, which means a sign, a signature, a mark. However, unlike our Goliath theory friends that we heard about before, they disagree and they say directly in the center of this X is a place called Devil's Kitchen Lake in Illinois, and also Salem Road. And some of you will know the word Salem was the ancient word for Jerusalem. And Salem was also the royal city of where the King Melchizedek ruled, who, like the Lord Jesus Christ, he was also a king and he was also a priest at the same time. And for them, perhaps the most unmistakable coincidence is this. When I say the name Jonah, what first comes to your mind? You think of a whale. Well, did you know this? The path that this solar eclipse will cross on the 8th of April, directly above it, will be a constellation, a whale-like constellation called Cetus. And for our Christian brothers and sisters, they say this only solidifies their theory even more. How do we untangle all of this? Well, if you want to hear my personal opinion, and just know I'm full of mistakes, I make a mess often, and if anything I say in this video is wrong, please forgive me. My advice to you would always be, go back to the scriptures, be a Berean and don't trust any man. Just go through the scriptures. By all means, use these videos as supplements, but know that all men have clay feet, especially Joe Kirby. So, what are my thoughts on it? Well, personally, I think there's a negative side to this, and there's a positive side. So let me start with the positive side. The Bible says, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon and in the stars, and on earth and distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Friends, Although date setting is very unbiblical, the Bible does teach us to know the signs, to know the seasons. And as we've just read in that verse there, there will be signs in the sky, in the sun, in the moon, in the stars. Why would that verse be there if we weren't to consider it? So in my opinion, it's quite a good thing when Christians are preparing, when they are getting ready to see the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd rather that, would you not, than Christians who are just chilling out and they're not expectant for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's better to be a little bit overzealous than to be cold towards these things. Do you not agree? And then the next positive thing is, in the Bible, it does actually say, just before the Lord Jesus Christ returns, the earth will go dark. The Bible says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And so if you take all of that into your mind, you're picturing now this pitch blackness. It'll be then when suddenly that Shekinah glory, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, will appear in the sky, and every eye will see the righteous one appearing in all of his glory. And then guys, I've got to admit this to you. We know that in Revelation 9, that there will be a great swarm of locusts that will pour out over all of the earth. So when we're hearing from experts who aren't Christians that actually, yes, there will be billions of cicadas across all of the earth, it is kind of looking pretty end timesy, if I can use that term. But here's the catch. The Bible says that Jesus Christ will come like a thief in the night. Just like none of you are expecting for all of your stuff to be taken in the middle of the night. So when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, it'll be very sudden and no one will be expecting it. So it's very unlikely for all of these people who are theorizing, saying he'll return on the 8th of April. It's very unlikely for it to be that day, for the very fact that people are expecting him to return, when the Bible says the complete opposite. And then the next thing that we really must consider, and can I say this very lovingly right now, when it says the earth will go dark, when it says the sun will be put out by the Lord God, it won't just be seen in America, but it will be seen across the entire world. So again, that is why I would be very, very skeptical for us to say, let's wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to turn up on April the 8th. But I can hear what some of you are saying. Many preachers aren't saying, no, Jesus is going to return. They're just saying, yes, this could be the beginning of many end time events. And now I really don't want to be critical. But when I listen to these preachers say these things, I do have to wonder why at the end of their messages or during them, they're saying, sign up to this newsletter, buy this merch. Oh, we're going on a tour of Jerusalem in a few months' time. Would you like to come on this tour with us? Sign up here. If they really do believe that we're going into the tribulation, if they really do believe that the end is near, why are they telling people to buy all of these things from them? And they're even planning tours of Jerusalem. It does make you question their motives. And again, I don't want to be too skeptical, but I've just got to say that. But for me personally, the biggest hole in this entire theory is this. The sign of the prophet of Jonah was not a solar eclipse, but it was Jesus Christ's resurrection. Just as Jonah was in the belly of that fish for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Just like Jonah was consumed, just like he was swallowed by that fish and he was kept there in darkness and it was like there was no escape. And yet on the third day, he came out with life in him, ready and a second chance. Well, Jesus Christ, he went inside the heart of the earth, inside that dark tomb, and everyone thought it was totally over. But on the third day, the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And Christ, when he said that to the people, he was effectively saying, there is no greater sign than you need to know than this, that this body you see right now will be put on a cross, will die there for your sins, for all of your sins, past, present, and future, will be put in a tomb, will be buried, but on the third day will rise again. And if you don't have faith in that sign, what other sign do you need that man can be risen from the dead through the Lord Jesus Christ? And really, that's the big question I want to ask you right now. As the song goes, is there a total eclipse of your heart? Is there something blocking the Son of God from your heart? Is it your sin? Does your sin put a darkness over your heart, which stops the light of the Lord Jesus Christ from reaching into your soul. Well, today the Lord Jesus Christ is willing to take that sin, to take whatever it is that's blocking you from seeing the Son of God, and remove it, because on the cross he took our sin and he dealt with it. He paid for it in full. He was the ransom for many by dying there, so that you and I can be forgiven and have our sins washed away, so that the light of Christ might dwell in our souls and we can have eternal life. Would you like that for yourself today? Would you like to know that whenever Jesus Christ returns, and none of us know, you'll be ready, because the Lord Jesus Christ has removed your sin and the sun now shines on you and in your life, and you have eternal life in him. But come on now, talk to me. What am I trying to say? I'm saying I'm the man who doesn't have all of the answers, but I'm just asking this serious question. If in the book of Jonah there was a very small detail that was included, a very small worm made it into the book of Jonah. In other words, the book of Jonah is very thorough in its descriptions. Why is it something as colossal as a solar eclipse? Why was that missed out? And then the next question is this: what will be the final sign of the Son of Man? Well, I think the scripture does give us some clues, and if you'd like to know those clues, click here. And if you found this video that you've just watched now helpful in any way, please would you do a favor for me? Please would you subscribe? We'd love to see you again. God bless you all, and thank you for watching.